Marlon Piggott, what can we expect from him this year, do you think?
Oh, he looks amazing.
Like, it's amazing?
It's hard to think that I thought, oh, he's probably got not much more in him, given he's 27, maybe he's 28 now. But just his first full AFL pre-season, we can focus only on his body and himself. He was probably one of our best in the trial game we had last week. But he plays like a player that hasn't been coached yet, which is a good thing, because there was one stoppage he ran out and he sort of screwed the ball over his shoulder to the opposite wing. Now, you don't really want to do that, but it's almost like Tom Brady sort of throwing the wide to the wide receiver.
Are you going to give him that license then?
Well, and the winger ran in and kicked the goal. So it was one of those things where what do you harness? What do you let go? So he's still got that. That natural flair to his game. So we know he fits somewhere, it's just where.
That is a great conundrum. So you've got this, not a kid, a 28-year-old that comes in who can do all those things, right, do everything. And we debate this often about people say, Eddie Betts kicks miraculous goals, and I go, yeah, he does, but he has a go at them. I mean, there'd be maybe another 15 blokes in the comp that could do it, but they never do because it would never occur to them to try and kick left-foot banana being pushed to the boundary. They just kick it to the middle. So how much... Tim's point is fascinating. How much of that do you go, well, I don't want to coach that out of you, so we'll let you go. But then the rest of the team go, hang on a damn minute. I've been here for 8 years. I've never been allowed to do that. So how do you make that judgment?
It's a tough one. I mean, one thing Damien's really good at, and since I've been back, is making sure guys play to their strengths. So you don't want to, but you also don't want to go to the point where you've got 18 rogue players running around on their own. You don't have any structure at all. So always tinkering with their belts. I don't have an answer for you guys. But you're right. I mean, even back in the day, Lee used to let Acker kick goals from the boundary. He was the only one allowed to do it because he was actually good. He used to kick most of them, whereas not many others would. So you've got to let guys play to their strengths.
Barmy had the best answer when he was coaching us. He'd say, yeah, go for your life. Kick it.
Just kick it.
If you don't, you want to go left foot boundary 55 metres out, do it. Make sure you kick it.